B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
On the line with us right now from the Philadelphia Inquirer and out of Cleveland right now where he is for all the All-Star festivities. An awesome writer. You can follow him on Twitter at @Matt_Breen from the Inquirer. Matt Breen joins us. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing fantastic.
Doing awesome, man. How's Cleveland treating you?
It's beautiful. It's Cleveland. There was a thing on ESPN last night. It's not Detroit, so... that's what they have going for them right now.
That's a great way to put it into perspective for us. Now,
great slogan for a city. We are not Detroit.
That's right. Farther than 8 miles, so we're good. When it comes to Cleveland, I've only been in Cleveland like once in my life, and whatever, it was nice. I just remember it was windy. But you're at the Progressive Field, formerly known as the Jake, for all the festivities. But before that, Carlos Santana is making his his rounds. He's at his podium doing his media session, and he gets asked about the TV situation. Is this something that we blew up out of proportion with the video games from last year, or is this something that you needed a veteran to come in and kind of police the issue?
No, I think it was for yesterday. It was the story came out in spring training when he was in Arizona. And we hadn't, you know, Philly media hadn't had a chance to talk to him about it. So everybody in Cleveland yesterday wanted to talk to him about how great it was and it was his dream come true to be an All-Star in your hometown. And, you know, here we were the jerks asking about TV smashing, and it's—I don't know if it was needed a veteran leadership. I think it was a guy that was frustrated at the end of a tough season and saw that he said that guys were playing video games during the games. I know the Phillies said that wasn't true, but there was definitely it was a known thing last year that these guys were playing video games a lot before the games, after the games. I don't know if he's saying during the games. That's what he said, and he took it out on their TV, and he ended their games. And then he didn't want to talk too much about it yesterday, but, of course, you know, he did confirm it happened, and he talked about how tough of a year it was just with playing in a new league, new team, and new pitchers to face.
Matt, was it ever specified as to at least what position these guys were? Were they pitchers? Were they guys that had the day off that were playing the games? Was that ever specified?
No, but just from being around the team last year, like, we knew they played Fortnite all the time. Like when Nick Williams, remember when he told me that early in the season last year that he was, he complained that the computers were making the lineups. He said that I was like, well, does it at least help you that, you know, Gabe will text you the day before and tell you you're not in the lounge the next day? And he goes, the only thing that helps me with is I can play Fortnite all night. So you knew it was like they love, and it was written about it in a bunch of different papers last year that baseball players everywhere played Fortnite. It was like this, just like kids did, but it was a thing on baseball teams that all these guys were playing Fortnite, and they were staying up late at night to play Fortnite. And I don't know if they were playing it during the games, but that was Carlos Santana's feeling that these guys were leaving the dugout to go play Fortnite. And it's just, I don't think that's happening this year. So that was something that stayed in 2018.
Speaking with Matt Breen from the Philadelphia Inquirer, you can follow him on Twitter at @Matt_Breen. So the other part of this is JT Realmuto yesterday, while addressing the media, talked about the idea that this front office still believes in this team. Now, a half game in the wild card, so it shouldn't be that much of a surprise, but believes in the team enough to add before the trade deadline of July 31st. Do you think that would be a wise move by the front office, or would this be more wise to stand pat?
Yeah, I think you have to add. It just comes to a point of what are you adding? Are you adding the high market starting pitcher and giving up a prospect that people know? Or are you doing what you did last year and kind of find these older veteran players that are on, you know, 1 year deals somewhere, and you're giving up either nothing or prospects that, you know, low level prospects that people don't know who they are? And I think you built this season, you invested this offseason $500 million into this roster. So your goal was to make the playoffs. You can't give up at the All-Star break and say, well, we're 6.5 back to the Braves and we are in the wild card and just we're not going to do anything. So I think they definitely have to address it. They didn't address the starting rotation this offseason. So now you have Jake Arrieta's hurt and you don't have a fifth starter. So you really need two starting pitchers. You at least need one of them if you're going to trot Vince Velasquez out there still. So I think they will definitely add a starting pitcher this month. The interesting thing is that there's no waiver deadline. The Phillies made a couple waiver moves last year in August. Now everything has to happen this month before the 31st. So you're going to see a lot of activity, and I think the Phillies will be involved in it.
Matt, what were your expectations of this team going in? Because fans, and you look at it differently, but fans, you know, kind of thought with all the additions that you just talked about and all the money spent, that it should be a playoff team and perhaps maybe even a World Series team. What were your expectations of this going in?
They're definitely a playoff team. At the very least, I expect them to win a wild card, but I didn't think the NL East would be out of reach at the All-Star break. And I know it's still a lot of baseball left to be played. It just feels that way. That 6.5 games sure feels like a lot. I thought this team would win 90 games. I thought it would take 90 games, 90 wins to win the NL East. I thought they were capable of doing that. And like I said, at the very least, a wild card. And then once you get to the playoffs, you know, you never know what happens. In 08, the Phillies won the World Series, and they weren't the best team that season. So you don't know what's going to happen once you get to the playoffs. You just got to get there. But I thought it's spring training. I would have been shocked to find out that not only are the Phillies 6.5 back at the break, but they only have one All-Star in Cleveland.
No, it's unfortunate. It's been JT Realmuto, great defensively, obviously. Hasn't been the hitter that he's been throughout his career, but still All-Star nonetheless. So, Matt, if the Phillies are going to make a push, if they do stand pat, they're definitely going to need pitching. And right now, things aren't looking so good for Jake Arrieta. What's the latest on him and the spurs in his elbow?
Realmuto said yesterday that he's known about this elbow for a while, that he's been pitching through it, and he's not sure if he can keep pitching through it or if he's going to get surgery. Scott Boras, who represents Arrieta, he said they're going to find out this week if Arrieta's going to need surgery or if he's going to be able to pitch through it. He still needs to talk to him more. Arrieta's going to have an MRI, an X-ray, get some more testing done. I don't think – it's just my gut feeling. I don't think he's going to pitch through this. I think he's going to need surgery because the Phillies have him under contract for next year. So – If he pitches through this the rest of the year, he's going to need surgery in the off. He could also, you know, damage it more or get hurt in the rest of this season. Then he's going to need surgery, and now you're looking into next season. So he's not the pitcher you hope that he is right now because he's hurt. So if you just shut him down now, get him taken care of, and then piece together the rotation with either an addition from the outside or call up a guy from the minor leagues, then you'll be fine. I just don't think right now throwing Jake Arrieta out there every fifth day is optimal for the Phillies.
So, Matt, speaking with Matt Breen from the Inquirer, then who takes his spot in the rotation?
That's where you could get gutsy, and you could go to AA and call up Damon Jones, a prospect just came up from Clearwater, call him up. Or you could just keep rolling out, you know, Eniel De Los Santos or these guys that we've seen, Cole Irvin, that we've seen already. But I think it's time to take a chance and either if it's an Adonis Medina, who's a AA, or Damon Jones, and you kind of get bold and push those guys into the fire and see what happens. Because I think, you know, I think we know what Cole Irvin and De Los Santos are at this point. So why not take a chance? You're 6.5 games back. So, you know, this is the time to take a chance. But if you're going to get... if you're going to make a move, there's pitchers out there. There's varying types of pitchers on the market. And the guy I like the most is Marcus Stroman from the Blue Jays. And it might cost you a prospect, but what I like about him is that he's under contract for next year. So this year is important. You know, your goal is to make the playoffs this year, but also next year is important. Bryce Harper's here for 13 years. Most of this core is here for the next few seasons. So you have to keep next year in mind. And if they could get a guy like Marcus Stroman, not only for the final months of this season, but put him in a rotation with Aaron Nola and hopefully a healthy Jake Arrieta, that's a pretty good 1-2-3 punch.
Yeah. Medina, by the way, 390 ERA for AA Reading, 5-3 on the season, 22 years old. So while we're getting nuts, Matt, to use your words here, if we want to get nuts, let's get nuts here. What about Alec Bohm? Any shot of seeing him at the major league level this season?
Definitely, and that's one guy that I would not trade this summer is Alec Bohm. I think he's untradeable, and he started the year at Lakewood. He went to Clearwater, now he's at Reading. So it would be incredible if he reached the majors in 1 year, going through all those levels. But it's not out of reach. It just, he has to keep hitting. And the Phillies think might happen is that what happens to a lot of guys, they go through their first full season and they get worn down at the end. And you can almost start seeing that at Reading. His numbers at Reading, they're not as hot as they were in Clearwater and Lakewood. He is that just an adjustment of Double A, or is he starting to slow down? Which understandably it could happen at some point this year, but it's only been 15 games at Reading. So if he gets back there, he keeps hitting. The Phillies, they're not going to be patient with Albon. They're going to be aggressive if they have the chance to. And if he keeps hitting, they don't have a long term spot at third base. Anybody holding him back, so third base is his. Once he's ready.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt Breen from the Philadelphia Inquirer, really appreciate you joining us from Cleveland. Enjoy the All-Star festivities as they continue tonight with the MLB All-Star game. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Have a good one. 97.5
The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.